It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good morning, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. It's time for state basketball tournament action here on Sunny 101.3. This morning, Class C2 first-round action. Your Johnson Brock Eagles facing the Guardian Angel Central Catholic Blue Jays from West Point. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. This morning, seated alongside Dalton Knippelmeyer as we're settling in for state tournament basketball. Dalton, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
This should be a dandy. We've got a couple of teams here. Johnson Brock, 25-1. The Blue Jays are 21-5. Looks to be a fun matchup.
Yeah, it looks to be very fun. It's fun anytime you make the state tournament, get to play in this atmosphere in these arenas.
Dalton Knippelmeyer alongside this morning. John Nixon will be joining me for this evening's broadcast for the Sacred Heart game at 6 o'clock. John had another commitment this morning here, so Dalton, we appreciate you filling in and being here with us. We had a chance a few minutes ago to talk with Johnson Brock head coach Jeff Ottoman, so we're going to take a two-minute break right here, and then we'll come back and have that pregame interview with Coach Ottoman right after this two-minute timeout. Live from the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln, you're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny 101.3.
As part of this morning's pregame coverage of state tournament basketball, it's time now for our visit with Johnson Brock head girls basketball coach Jeff Ottoman. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Randy?
Great to have you with us here this morning. Before we get underway, moments away now from the opening tip-off. Coach, I know that you and Coach Buckmeyer have worked with this group of girls since they were little. When did you first notice that maybe they were a special group?
Well, we knew that they were pretty decent when they were young. You know, we started with them in third grade, all the way through elementary and to junior high. There was a point there where they hadn't lost a game when they were young, and we had to start bringing them up to Lincoln or Omaha to play some games that way. There was a point maybe three or four games into their third grade year where one of their aunts actually said, hey, I think they're going to go win state or go play a state, and that's kind of stuck in my head for a long time too.
Coach, one of the things I've noticed from following Johnson Brock as long as I have, most of the girls on this team have older brothers that were athletes that maybe they played with. Do you think maybe that's played a role in this?
Yeah, I think it probably has. I mean, if any time that you've got a younger sibling learning from the older sibling, seeing what they're doing, how hard they're working, I think that goes a long way. I mean, I guess it probably works the same way with the girls who have younger sisters right now. There's several of them that are seniors that have freshmen as younger sisters, and it kind of, you can kind of see that same thing working with them.
Coach, I've noticed in watching your team, they seem to be just turning it up a notch on defense here at the end of the season. How important is your defensive approach?
Yeah, it's pretty big. We focus on it a lot, especially here towards the back end of the season. You always say defense wins championships and things like that. It's kind of cliche, but at the same time, there's something to that. The best teams are playing the best defense at the end.
This morning you face Guardian Angel. Now, I know you've done your homework. What do you expect to see from them?
Well, most of the time when you look at them on film, you're seeing an aggressive zone defense. They like to play in your face. They get out into space. So you're going to have to take care of the ball. They like to try and turn you over. And if you take care of the ball and work through your offense, some good things are going to happen for you.
Coach, at 9 a.m. tip-off this morning, what does that do in the way of changing for your game preparation? Any modifications to what you usually do?
Well, we did have practice in the morning pretty much every day this week, except for when the weather told us we couldn't. So hopefully that made a difference, trying to get ready and get your bodies ready for playing a morning game.
One last question here before we let you go, Coach, and this is kind of on a personal note. I've been taking pictures of you and Andy and your girls over the past few years. I usually have you deck as we get you up on the stage. What's going through Coach's and Dad's mind this morning?
Well, this dad is trying to make sure that Coach overrules anything that Dad has to say one way or the other. So I'm approaching it as a coach, and maybe sometime down the road, a few days or whatever, then Dad can maybe reflect them.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Thanks for taking a moment to visit with us, and let's go get them.
All right. Thank you.
That's Coach Jeff Ottoman, the head coach at Johnson Brock High School. We'll take a two-minute timeout here and be back with more of our pregame show right after this two-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life, serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Bob Devaney Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now for this morning's C2 first-round game. First of all, for the Guardian Angel Central Catholic Blue Jays, they're coached by head coach Jerry Strakey. He'll be starting Izzy Krakemeyer, that is. Izzy is a 5'8 senior averaging 11.2 points per ball game. Addison Lubert, a senior at 5'8", almost 11 points per ball game. Kennedy Bomber, a 5'8 senior, just under 5 points per contest. Bailey Kurtz, you'll hear Bailey's name a lot this morning. She's just a freshman, but she's 5'11", and she's the leading scorer on this team with 12.3 points per game. Rounding out the starting five for Coach Strachey is Charlie Dinslagy, 5'10", and a junior. The Blue Jays are 21-5 on the season. Now the starting lineup for your Johnson Rock Eagles. They're coached by Jeff Ottoman and Andy Buckmeyer. They are 25-1 on the season. They'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens 5'9 and a senior, 9.3 points per ball game. Daly Pelican, who's a sophomore, at 5'6, 8.5 points per game. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a senior, averaging 3.9 points per contest and 4.5 rebounds. Chloe Weiss, also a senior, 7.6 points and 3 rebounds per ballgame. And Taryn Ottoman, the leading scorer for the Eagles, she's a senior, 18.5 points per game on the season. You throw in with that 8.3 rebounds for Johnson Brock. And Dalton, the matchup that I'm looking for this morning is going to be Taryn Ottoman, the senior, putting in 18 points per ball game. She's obviously the biggest girl on the floor for Johnson Brock. She's going to be matching up with Bailey Gertz. Gertz, a 5'11 freshman, 12.5 points per game. We'll wait and see how it plays out. But
I think it's going to be one heck of a matchup, but it's going to be interesting to see what Gertz does, being just a freshman. Ottoman with experience, been to the state tournament once, you know. So interesting to see what's going to happen with this.
It's been my experience many times when you put a 14-year-old freshman, who's a little girl, up against an 18-year-old young woman who's a senior. Sometimes that maturity level, 3 or 4 years difference, can have a huge impact. We'll see how it all plays out here, but Taryn Ottoman, it's going to be interesting to see when they try to put the ball inside to her if Bailey Gerst is able to do anything about it here this morning. I want to remind you, we'll be back on the air again tonight at 6 o'clock here at the Devaney Center. The Sacred Heart Irish will be here taking on the Coyotes from Anselmo Myrna. That's scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off if we keep everything on schedule.
Man, you got a long break between games.
Yeah, we do. We'll watch a lot of basketball. Probably take a few pictures or two here. All right, we've had the introduction of starting lineups. All the pregame pageantry is behind us. They also introduced all of the non-starters, so everybody gets their moment in the spotlight here at the Devaney Center. Both teams huddled up around their coaches now, getting their final instructions. Again, for Johnson Brock, Brooklyn Behrens, Daly Pelican, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Chloe Weiss, Taryn Ottoman out of the floor, Izzy Krakemeyer, Addison Lubert, Kennedy Bomber, Bailey Gerst, and Charlie Dinslagy out there on the floor for the Blue Jays. Guardian Angel Central Catholic, formerly known as West Point Central Catholic, from West Point. Gerst, the freshman, will be in there to jump it up against Ottoman. The official steps in, and we're underway from the Bob Devaney Center. The tip is going to be controlled by the Blue Jays. Fast break, lay-in, off the glass, up and good. Very quickly, Izzy Krakemeyer with the first 2 points of the ball game. And the Guardian Angel Blue Jays on top. Buckmeyer with the ball in forecourt to Chloe Weiss. Bounce pass goes inside to Behrens. Has it knocked away. Pelican chases down the loose basketball. A cross court pass. Buckmeyer goes into Behrens. Behrens up with a shot. Partially blocked. The ball gets away out of bounds. And it'll stay with Johnson Brock. Touch last by the Blue Jays on the baseline. 17 seconds on the shot clock. I thought that touched the rim, but I guess it did not.
No, it didn't.
They'll inbound it on the baseline. Chloe Weiss lobs it into Behrens. Behrens feeds underneath. They feed it across to the right side, come back to Weiss, around the defender. Weiss, little floater, shot is up off the rim, no good. Behrens rebound. Behrens kicks it back to the top of the key. Pelican for three, off the back iron. Fight for the rebound, pulled down by Dinslagy. Charlie Dinslagy feeds the ball down court quickly to Lubert. Into forecourt, fast break, baseline right side, off the glass, shot is up and good. Izzy Krakemeyer with two layups, and it's quickly 4-0. The Blue Jays jump out to an early lead. Johnson Brock now coming on the attack. Behrens in the paint, top of the key. Open look, Weiss off the rim, no good. The rebound to Ottoman, follow shot, put back up and good. Taryn Ottoman won that battle for the rebound, has her first 2 points, and it's a 4-2 ball game. Guardian Angel on top. There, the ball is tipped away by Chloe Weiss. She knocked it out of the hands of Lubert over there on the far side. It'll be played in on the side in forecourt. Gerst to inbound it. Gerst inbounds the basketball to Addison Lubert. Lubert bobs down inside the paint. Finds Bommert with the basketball. Bommert kicks it back out onto the right wing to Gerst. Around the horn, top of the key. Left side. Krakemeyer driving layup. Had it partially blocked, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles.
Fouls on Chloe Weiss. That is her first personal first team on the Eagles.
At the free throw line will be Addison Lubert, 5'8 senior, almost 11 points per game. First free throw of the morning here at the Devaney Center. The shot is up and good. And the Blue Jays of Guardian Angel Central Catholic are up now 5-2. 3-point lead with Lubert still at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. The 5'8 senior looks to the basket. Shot is on the way up, and it's good. She got them both. And it's 6-2, a 4-point lead now for the Blue Jays. Here come the Eagles. Daly Pelican, bounce pass up to Chloe Weiss, almost has it stolen away. Goes into Behrens. Behrens tries to go up with a shot. Has the ball stripped away and stolen by Kennedy Bommert. Bommert gets the outlet pass down court to Addison Lubert. Lubert to the left side of the free throw circle, all the way to the left side of the lane. Reverses, goes to the baseline. Shot up over him and off, no good. And the rebound down to Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens. Outlet pass goes out to Daly Pelican. She'll bring it into forecourt and set the offense. Bounce pass right side, Chloe Weiss. Weiss back up top and comes to Pelican. Into Behrens in the paint. Now Weiss penetrates into the lane. Driving layup. Weiss. She got it. Nice move to the basket by Chloe Weiss. The senior has her first 2 points of this year's state tournament. And it's 6-4. The lead is 2 now for the Blue Jays. Into forecourt is Lubert. Lubert goes to the left side. Back up top and comes around the horn to the right corner. Lubert holds the ball above her head. Inside the paint. Shot up off the glass. Good. By Kennedy Bommert. Kennedy's first 2 points of the ball game. And it's 8-4. The lead is back to 4 again for the Blue Jays. Here come the Eagles on the attack. Right side in the corner, Ottoman. They haven't been able to get the ball into Taryn much here so far. Inside the lane with the ball is Behrens. Almost has it ripped away. Weiss goes in for another driving layup. Can't get it. Buckmeyer battles for the rebound. Coming down with it on the fast break is Krakemeyer. Krakemeyer runs right over the defender, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Daly Pelican.
Yeah, it's Pelican's first personal foul, second team foul on the Eagles.
4 minutes, 59 seconds to play in the first quarter here at the Devaney Center. 8-4, Blue Jays up by 4. At the free throw line will be Izzy Krakemeyer. Krakemeyer has 4 points already on a pair of layups. She got those early in the ballgame. First free throw is up, and this one is off. No good. She'll have another attempt. Johnson Brock, 25-1. They lost their season opener to Lincoln Christian. They've won 25 straight since then. The Blue Jays, 21-5. Second shot is up and good for Krakemeyer. Izzy now has 5 points, and the lead is 5. Biggest lead of the game so far for the Blue Jays. Johnson Brock looking for some offense. Pelican, right corner, bounce pass to Buckmeyer. She's trapped down deep in the corner, baseline right side. Trying to put a bounce pass into Behrens, and it was batted away by Dinslaggy. It went off of Behrens. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Blue Jays. Full court pressure now by the Eagles. In backcourt is Bailey Gerst, the freshman. Across the timeline, the freshman with the basketball at the right top of the key. Here's up to Dinslaggy around the corner left wing. This is Lubbert in the paint, almost taken away by Ottoman. Bounce pass underneath, laying up and good. Bailey Gerst, the freshman, with her first 2 points. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock, 4:26 to play here in the first quarter.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
guardian angel has jumped out to an 11-4, 7-point lead here. And Coach Jeff Ottoman has seen enough. He took a timeout, wanted to settle his girls down here. Dalton, they're getting their points under the basket. They're finding the girls under there for the easy layup.
I think the Eagles, Johnson Brockton has had to have like three or four breakdowns defensively for easy layups for guardian angels.
Well, Krakemeyer started out with two layups right off the bat. Then they got one on this last possession when Bailey Gertz got open under there. So now Johnson Brock down by seven, comes into forecourt. Bowie Weiss with the basketball. Comes to Daly Pelican, right side to Buckmeyer in the corner. Up top, Pelican across court. Ball tipped away, hits Weiss in the face. She picks up the loose basketball, gets it back to Pelican. Now Buckmeyer has it in the corner. Still looking for Ottoman in the paint. They haven't been able to get the ball into Terran thus far. Underneath the basket is Buckmeyer. Up top, Weiss. Right side, Pelican for three. Off the mark. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And it's knocked out of bounds on the baseline by Bailey Gerst, the freshman. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Fresh shot clock, 35 seconds on the clock. Inbounding it, Chloe Weiss, baseline left side under her own basket. Weiss lobs it up top to Pelican. Right back it comes to Weiss in the corner. Weiss has a pass taken away by Gerst. Gerst gets the steal, hands the ball off down court. It comes back to Gerst across the timeline. Gerst on the dribble, one-on-one against Brooklyn Barons. Ball stolen away with the steal, Chloe Weiss. Weiss gets it out ahead to Pelican. Pelican driving layup, couldn't get it. She was nearly knocked down, now whistling a foul. And it looked like Chloe Weiss ended up on the floor down here.
It's going to go on Kennedy Bomber, her first personal first team for the Guardian Angels.
All right, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbounding it, Chloe Weiss, baseline, under the basket, comes into Pelican. Back to Weiss down in the corner, deep left side. This defense has been pressuring here against Johnson Brock, and the Eagles not able to get anything going. Up to the top of the key, Barons, around to Pelican again. 20 on the shot clock. Chloe Weiss across court pass to Barons. Ball tipped away. It goes out of bounds. Touch glass by the Blue Jays. Shot clock down to 17 seconds to go. 3:17 to play first quarter. 11-4. Johnson Brock trailing by 7. Eagles basketball. They lob it up top to Brooklyn Barons. Back into the corner to Weiss. She's trapped deep. Tried to give it to Ottoman. The pass stolen away again by Krakemeyer. Krakemeyer on the fast break. Barons there in front of her. Krakemeyer runs over Barons. Puts up the shot. Buckmeyer's there for the rebound. Barons was set. She just got ran down and no whistle that time. Here comes Daly Pelican into forecourt. Pass to the right side to Chloe Weiss. Baseline right side Barons. Lob pass into Buckmeyer. Again another turnover. And turnovers are really plaguing the Johnson Brock Eagles. Now we've got a whistle and a foul against Johnson Brock.
Chloe Weiss has two fouls now.
Turnovers have been an issue so far this morning for Johnson Brock. Into the ballgame, Catherine Jansen, 5'10 senior. Jansen checks in now replacing Kennedy Bomber. So Jansen on the floor for the Blue Jays. 2:44 to play, first quarter, 11-4. The lead is 7 for the Blue Jays. Into forecourt, baseline, down right side, Gerst. Ball stolen away by Barons. Barons down court, lobs it to the right side to Pelican. She'll slow things down, gives to Buckmeyer. Lob pass, top of the key. They go to Ottoman, in the paint. Right side, Buckmeyer for three. Off the iron, no, and the rebound. One thing about it, the Blue Jays are controlling the boards defensively also. Johnson Brock not getting any second shots here. It's been one and done on their shots, and they're giving up the offensive rebounds. The downcourt pass got away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and given right back to the Lady Eagles. Chloe Weiss will inbound the pass to Daly Pelican with 2:13 to play here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock down by 7, 11-4. Weiss to the right side finds Pelican. Into the corner, Buckmeyer. Up top, Pelican. Back to Buckmeyer once again. Lob pass underneath. Shot is up and off. Ottoman had the bunny. Couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot. Barons can't get it. Ottoman comes down with it again, and now a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. The Eagles missed a couple of easy ones, Dalton.
Got some subs into the game. Kenley Weiss is in for the Eagles. And in for the Blue Jays is Abby Talene and Kennedy Bomber.
Kenley Weiss in for Chloe Weiss. Kinley, the freshman, will inbound the pass on the baseline. The freshman playing her first seconds of state tournament action. Gets the ball into Ottoman. Ottoman is double-teamed. They try to take the ball away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays.
Foul is on Abby Helene, her first personal, second team on Guardian Angels.
So Johnson Brock will have the ball with 32 seconds on the shot clock. 1:49 left to play in the first quarter. 11-4. Eagles down by 7. Pelicans going to have to get it in on the 5 count. Gets it into Kinley Weiss. Weiss across court pass to Behrens. Up top Pelican around to Ottoman. Now Pelican, open look 3. Pelican, got it! Daly Pelican with her first basket of the morning. Hit the 3 and it's a 4-point ball game. 11-7. A minute 32 to play in the first quarter. A 3 from the right corner. Good by Bailey Gers. Their freshman unloaded a 3. You don't want her to build some confidence down there. That was a scary thing. Back to a 7-point lead for the Blue Jays, 14-7. Here comes Ottoman in for a driving layup. It's blocked away nicely by Jansen. Rebound pulled by the Blue Jays. On the dribble into forecourt. Addison Lubert picked up in the man-to-man defense by Behrens. Off to the right elbow. It goes to Abby Toline. Toline again to top of the key. 3 up, no. Down there, Buckmeyer battling for the rebound. Left side short, 2 jumper up and good. Addison Lubert with her first bucket. 16-7, biggest lead yet for the Blue Jays, up by 9. Guardian Angel with a 9-point lead. Traveling is going to be called. Moving that pivot foot across the way there was Kinley Weiss and the turnover. Down to 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. Not a good start for your Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. Down by 9, 16-7. With the basketball is Toline into forecourt. They feed to the corner. Another 3 baseline right side. Up and off. No good. Rebound Pelican. Daly Pelican is going to bring the ball down court herself and set it up. 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Shot clock is not a factor. There's less than a second difference. Pelican on the right side with 20 seconds. Left elbow into the corner. Kinley Weiss dribbles between defenders. Skip pass across court to Ottoman. 10 seconds. Ottoman goes for a driving layup. Whistle will have a foul called. I think it's going to be a shooting foul.
Yeah.
Ottoman will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots.
So number 10, Abby Toline, her second personal, third team against Guardian Angels.
Karen Ottoman shooting the first free throw of the morning for Johnson Brock. You're shooting 2. Ottoman's first shot is up, and it is good. It hit the back of the iron, then bounced straight up in the air and through. Sharon with 3 points now. Makes it 16-8. The lead is 8 for the Blue Jays. 10.3 seconds left to play here in the first quarter at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Sharon Ottoman's second free throw is on the way. It's up, rims off the back of the rim. Couldn't get it. 18-6, your score. Down court into forecourt for the Blue Jays. They're going to launch a 3 from the right wing. It's up, it's off. Rebound Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer holds on as the buzzer sounds. And after one quarter, Johnson Brock trailing 16-8.
We'll step aside for a 1-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
YMCA in the background.
Yeah.
I'm Randy Gatula, along with Dalton Knippelmeyer. We're set to move into second quarter action. Eagles have dug themselves a bit of a hole here, trailing 16-8 after one period. Blue Jays basketball to start the second period. Lubert across court pass, go to Krakemeyer. Inside on the right side of the lane, back to the top of the key. They feed it to Dinslogi. Right side shot off the glass, up and good. Put in by Kennedy Bombert. The majority of the points for Guardian Angel Central Catholic are coming right under the bucket. They've got a lot of easy ones laying them off the glass. Now Johnson Brock with the ball. Buckmeyer to the right side. Daly Pelican with the basketball into Coy Weiss in the paint. Kicks it out to the left side. Buckmeyer. Right elbow. Pelican for three. This one is off to the right, but the rebound to Weiss. Follow shot. Weiss got it. Coy Weiss was there to pull it down. One of the shorter players down there under the basket. Somehow she got the rebound and the putback. Fired it up through the tree branches and got it in. There's a three from the right elbow that's off no good. Pelican has the rebound. Johnson Brock down by eight. 18 to 10 your score. Eagles with the basketball. 6:57 to go here in the first half. Daly Pelican. Bounce pass into Buckmeyer at the free throw line. Right side it comes to Barron. Barron's with the basketball. Into Coley Weiss. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays.
So on Charlie Denslaw, get your first personal foul, first team foul on the Guardian Angel.
Johnson Brock crowd right behind us, reminding Charlie you can't do that. Kids are having fun up here.
Oh, yeah, always do.
I don't know who decided to put the student sections behind the radio stations, but not a good move. Here's Ottoman with the ball in the paint. Shot is up. No, the ball got saved from going out of bounds. Tipped in and coming up with it. A whistle on the baseline that's going to stay with Johnson Brock.
Oh.
Brooklyn Buckmeyer now, they're going to change their mind.
It.
I was going to say Brooklyn came out of there shaking her head.
Yeah.
He signaled the wrong direction. And it'll stay now with the Blue Jays. 18 to 10, Johnson Brock down by 8, 6:33 to play first half. Blue Jays basketball, top of the circle, around the horn to Bombert. Bombert feeds the right elbow to Lubbert. Lubbert fell to her knees in the lane, got rid of the basketball, and back out into the corner to Gerst. Gerst to the top of the key with it. They feed the left wing, trying to drive the baseline left side. Krakemeyer, shot is up, partially blocked. Rebound, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer down court, defenders chasing her. Gets rid of it to Pelican. Pelican hands to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss will set it up. Weiss being double-teamed immediately at the top of the key. I'm impressed with this defense by the Blue Jays. Johnson Brock having a hard time getting a decent look at the basket. Into the corner, Chloe Weiss goes around the defender. Has the ball stripped away and stolen once again. Is turned over. Fast break the other direction. Pelican is there. Pelican blocked her into next week.
Oh, boy.
Going in for the layup was Addison Lubert. Pelican went up and got all basketball.
Yeah.
And that was as clean a block as you're going to see in the state tournament. Great job defensively there by Daly Pelican, putting the block on Addison Lubert. Lubert inbounds in the corner, a long three, partially blocked. Follow shot, try for a putback, won't go. Barron's rebound to Weiss. Fast break, she's got Pelican out ahead of her. Weiss decides to hold things up and give it to Ottoman. Ottoman for a long three. Came up short, ball's going to go out of bounds. Taryn Ottoman was a good foot and a half short of the rim on that one.
Yeah. A little farther back from the three-point line than you thought, I think.
Well, it's a different atmosphere here in the Devaney Center. You're in this cavernous big room.
Very deceiving.
Most high school gyms. 18 to 10. The lead is 8 for the Blue Jays. They come into four-court, work the right side of the lane to Bomber. Ball stolen away. Chloe Weiss starts up the floor, and she got hammered and fouled.
The foul is on
Lubert.
Yeah. Let's see, her first personal, second team on Guardian Angels.
Eagles will have the basketball. Daly Pelican will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table here. To us is into Chloe Weiss. 18 to 10, Johnson Brock down by 8 now. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Weiss trying to penetrate, can't get inside. Pelican, open look three, off the iron. The ball just won't drop for the Eagles this morning. That ball's tipped out of bounds, touched by the Blue Jays. It'll be Eagles basketball. Coley Weiss will trigger the pass in right in front of the Guardian Angel team bench in forecourt on the side.
Oh.
A cross-court pass tipped away. It's going to be stolen with the steal. Lubbert goes in. Lubbert for the drive. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up by Krakemeyer. Krakemeyer's got all six of her points right under the basket. 20 to 10. The lead is 10 now for the Blue Jays. Johnson Brock needs to find some offense. Barron's goes to the corner. Brooklyn Barron's tries to go up with a shot. She will be fouled, and Barron's will be at the line to shoot two.
Fouls on Kennedy Bummer. It's her second personal, 13 foul on Guardian Angels.
So at the free throw line, shooting two shots will be Brooklyn Barron's. Johnson Brock trailing now 20 to 10, 4:34 38 to play here in the first half. The Lady Eagles just have not been able to get their offense on track. Behrens has not scored this morning here at the line. The left-handed free throw shooter, first one is up and good for Brooklyn Behrens. She'll have another shot coming right here. Back into the ballgame comes Katherine Jansen once again for the Blue Jays. Brooklyn Behrens ready for her second free throw attempt, trying to get her team back within eight, and she does. She hit them both. Behrens was right down the pipe on both of those. Now, nearly stolen away. Loose basketball grabbed up by Krakemeyer. Fast break, left side jump shot up and off. Rebound tipped around. Chloe Weiss tipped it out of the hands of Katherine Jansen. Weiss touched it last, though, so it'll stay with the Blue Jays. 4:28 to play. First half here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. State tournament first round, C2 girls action. 20-12. The lead is 8 for the Blue Jays. They have the basketball in the corner to the top of the circle. It comes up to Gerst. Gerst couldn't get a look at it. Around the horn to the left wing. Lubert with the ball. They feed it inside. That's going to be traveling. Can't do that. Katherine Jansen traveled with the ball on the baseline. So, with an 8-point deficit, Johnson Brock keeps trying to chip away at this thing. I'm so impressed with the defense we've seen from the Blue Jays this morning.
Very good.
Nobody's been able to shut Johnson Brock down like this year. Ottoman up top to Weiss. Weiss in traffic. Dribbles in for the driving layup and got it. Chloe Weiss just kind of weaved her way between defenders. Chloe has 6 points now, and the lead is down to 6. They trailed by as much as 10. Now it's 20-14. Johnson Brock with a little bit of a momentum switch. They need to stop here. There's a shot up and off, no good. Ottoman with the rebound, and she got hammered from behind by Lubert, but no whistle as she came down with it. Buckmeyer gets the ball into forecourt, up top to Ottoman. Chloe Weiss lost a handle on it in a minute. Again goes to Ottoman, who hands it to Behrens. Here comes Brooklyn Behrens in the paint.
Boy.
Shot is up. Behrens, no. Rebound. Behrens kicks it out to the corner. Open look. Weiss for 3. Off the iron. Ball chased down with the rebound. Krakemeyer. Krakemeyer. Fast break. Blocked
another
again.
Block. Oh, they called
and
a foul.
And another great block.
They
and this
a
time
foul.
They called a foul. Daley Pelican went down, jumped in the air, elevated, and swatted the ball away, and they're going to call Daley for the foul this time.
Pelican's second foul, first team on Johnson Brown.
That was another nice, clean block from where I'm sitting.
That was solid.
Izzy Krakemeyer at the line. She's 1 out of 2 from the line this morning, has 7 points in the ballgame. 3:16 to play first half. Krakemeyer, shot is up and good. That puts the lead back to 7 once again. Johnson Brock, after trailing by 10, had battled back to within 6. And now Krakemeyer is going to try and make it an 8-point lead once again if she can hit her second free throw. Krakemeyer, shot is on the way up. It's good. Got them both. Puts our score 22-14. The lead is 8 for the Guardian Angel Central Catholic Blue Jays. Johnson Brock's basketball, Chloe White. Comes to Pelican, right elbow, top of the key. Goes inside. They beat it underneath. Oh, they were looking for Buckmeyer. That pass just a little bit too tall, and they throw it away out of bounds. Boy, Johnson Brock's had a bucket
Man,
full of turnovers.
That it would have been a very good play if she could have got that layup.
Every one of these turnovers is a lost scoring opportunity. Into forecourt comes Addison Lubert. To the right elbow, this is Bobber. Kennedy Bomber can't get there. Had to hand it back to her teammate, Lubert. Now Bomber with a jump shot. It's short.
Oh.
Rebound tipped out of bounds by Chloe Weiss. Weiss touched it last. 19 seconds on the shot clock. 2:44 on the game clock to play here in the period. Inbounding the ball on the right side baseline is Lubert. Lubert lobs it up top. Here's a jump shot from 12. Up and good. By Katherine Jansen.
Wow.
Jansen's first 2 points of the ball game. Suddenly it's back to a 10-point lead for the Blue Jays, and only 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. 24-14. Eagles with the basketball. Brooklyn Behrens. One dribble up top to Buckmeyer. That ball's going to be out of bounds. It was. Now, wait a minute. They're going to say if it'll be a turnover. They didn't touch it. Blue Jays didn't touch the ball. Timeout's going to be taken. Johnson Brock with 2:22 to play here.
Timeout on the floor.
Half.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering a career change? Perhaps you're looking for a role where you can make a real difference in our community. Nemaha County Hospital offers a variety of positions where you can build a meaningful career with competitive benefits, a supportive working environment, and room for growth. Consider joining a team that truly values compassion, excellence, and consistency. Explore various opportunities at nemahacountyhospital.com/careers. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Kadula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you at the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 2:22 left to play in the first half. The Johnson Brock Eagles trailing the Blue Jays of Guardian Angel 24-14, a 10-point deficit for Johnson Brock. This is Gersh with the ball in the corner. A cross-court pass comes to the near side on the elbow to Krakemeyer. Back to the top of the key, Lubert. Long three from the right side up and good. Krakemeyer nailed the three. And suddenly you look up there and it's a 13-point lead. The Blue Jays starting to blow this thing open with under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Johnson Brock desperately needs points this trip. A three for Behrens. It is off the rim. And the rebound to Gertz. Gertz stumbled around with it, held on to the basketball, gets her outlet pass out to Lubert. 13-point lead for the Blue Jays. Gertz holds it up. The freshman passes off to the right side to Krakemeyer. In the paint, shot is up, no. Rebound to Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman down court quickly to Behrens. Behrens comes to Chloe Weiss. Fast break to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. And we'll have Brooklyn Buckmeyer at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is on Bailey Gers, her first personal foul, 14th foul on Guardian Angels.
Brooklyn Buckmeyer, the senior, has not scored yet this morning. Here at the line shooting two. First one is up, got it. Got the first one, she'll have another shot coming.
Back in for Guardian Angels is Charlie Denslogge.
So Brooklyn Buckmeyer ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim, shot is up, it is off the rim, and the rebound to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens brought it down, gets it out to Ottoman for three. Hits off the iron. The three just aren't dropping. Brooklyn Behrens with the rebound. Up top to Chloe Weiss. Weiss dribbles around this pressuring defense. Inside it goes to Ottoman. Kicks it out to Pelican on the left wing. Now Chloe Weiss. Right elbow, Brooklyn Behrens. Again, Pelican with an open three from the left corner. It won't fall, and the rebound down to the Blue Jays. Under a minute to play here in the first half, 27-15. The lead is 12 for the Blue Jays. With the ball is Dinslagy. Dinslagy up top to Lubert. Baseline in the corner, Gerst for three. No, rebound Ottoman. 44 seconds to go in the first half. 12-point lead. Johnson Rocket might get this down to single digits before the break. Daly Pelican looking over the defense here. Hands it up to Chloe Weiss. Johnson Brock just not dealing with this pressuring defense very well here this morning. Weiss lost her dribble. Goes to Behrens. Now Buckmeyer comes over to get the loose ball. They come to Pelican. 10 seconds to go here on the shot clock. And they throw the ball away, but stolen right back by Behrens. Behrens goes out to Ottoman with it. Ottoman on the left wing. 10 seconds to go in the period. Time running down. Weiss with the basketball. At the free throw line, top of the key. Oh, Pelican, long three, got it!
Got it.
Daly Pelican put up a 25-footer at the buzzer and got it to drop. That was a legitimate NBA three-pointer. It was a bank shot off the glass, and it went in for, and maybe a bit of a momentum switch there as it got the margin down to 9 points here at halftime, 27-18. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with our halftime scoring recap after this two-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions. Full service guarantee. Farmin' City Supply is where you'll find it. Farmin' City Supply is country poppin' through and through. We take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles trailing the Blue Jays of Guardian Angel Central Catholic. Our halftime score, 27-18, Blue Jays on top. Let's look at the individual scoring. First of all, for Guardian Angel, they're led at halftime by Izzy Krakemeyer. Krakemeyer with 12 points in the ballgame. 5 at halftime for Bailey Gerst, with 4 is Addison Lubert. 4 also for Kennedy Bombert, and 2 for Catherine Jansen, for their total of 27. Free throw shooting, the Blue Jays made 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, at halftime, they're led by Chloe Weiss and Daly Pelican. They have 6 points each, 3 for Taryn Ottoman, 2 for Brooklyn Barons, and 1 point for Brooklyn Buckmeyer, for their total of 18. Free throw shooting, 4 out of 6 from the line for Johnson Brock. The score by quarters, Johnson Brock trailed 16-8 after one period, and they now trail 27-18 here at halftime. And Dalton, that was a big three-pointer by Daly Pelican to drop that one in.
You got
to
hope that that turns some momentum, because right now the Eagles look like they have no idea what they're doing on offense or defense, letting up easy layups and turning the ball over.
Well, they trailed by as much as 13. That three-pointer got it back down to a single-digit difference here of 9 points at halftime. So Johnson Brock, certainly within striking distance. Don't go away. We got a lot of basketball coming up yet this morning. Reminder, we'll be back here this evening at 6 o'clock with the Sacred Heart Irish when they take on Anselmo Myrna. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off, and you'll hear it right here. Right now, we're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout. Then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes. And then we'll be back with more state tournament basketball. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant, providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Slight chance of rain today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 47. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for rain. Lows around 34. Slight chance of rain tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. More clouds than sun. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. Currently here at our sunny studios in Fall City, we're at 36 degrees sunshine. Winds light out of the south at under 5 miles an hour. As, again, a much, much calmer day here this morning, and temperature is going to start warming up here into this afternoon. So hopefully a beautiful day today. This weekend also looks pretty good as well here throughout the tri-state region. You're listening to coverage of girls' state basketball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our halftime score sees the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles trailing this one 27-18 at the halftime intermission. Second half coverage continues. Randy Gatula with a play-by-play coverage coming up right after this final break here in the halftime show on Sunny Radio.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln, where it's halftime. Your Johnson Brock Eagles trailing the Guardian Angel Central Catholic Blue Jays 27-18. I'm Randy Gatula. Dalton Kniffelmeyer sitting next to me. And Dalton, the thing that I guess maybe I've been a little bit taken aback by here is how well this defense for the Blue Jays has been able to shut down Johnson Brock. The Eagles just really haven't been able to do much of anything.
Well, they play an extended zone up outside the three-point line, but this team is, they're so long, they're tall, lengthy, so it's easier for them to cover more area on the floor, and it's given the Eagles problems.
A couple of times I noticed Johnson Brock maybe put up a couple of threes that they were a little bit, especially happened to Taryn Autumn out there on the left corner.
Yeah.
I think she came up with that shot before she realized how far out she was from the basket. It came up well short. Johnson Brock does have a pair of threes, both of them from Daly Pelican, one of them right there before the buzzer at the end of the half. But other than that, they're just two for a bunch from three-point range and not having a lot of luck getting the ball to drop. I want to remind all of our listeners, we'll be back. This is the first half of a state tournament doubleheader for you. John Nixon will be joining me tonight at 6 o'clock back here at the Devaney Center for Class D2 state tournament action. The Sacred Heart Irish Girls taking on Anselmo Myrna. Again, that's a 6 o'clock tip-off, and we'll have it for you right here. The only other really area team, Pioneer Conference team in the state tournament, the Diller-Odell Girls, they're playing in Class D1. They played yesterday or last evening. They came up short to Elm Creek. The final there was Elm Creek 60-44 over Diller-Odell, but the Diller-Odell Lady Griffins still finished the year at 18-8 on the year. One of the things that also jumped out at me here about Sacred Heart and the Anselmo Myrna game, Anselmo Myrna 20-5, Sacred Heart, their schedule or their record is 23-4. But keep this in mind, 23-4. They lost early in the year, I think the third or fourth game at Tri-County. The other three losses, well, they're all to Johnson Brock.
Yep.
So they played Johnson Brock three times, lost to him three times. So Sacred Heart's record for D2 might be just a little bit deceiving there at 23-4. All right, let's see what Coach Jeff Ottoman and Andy Buckmeyer cooked up back there in the locker room as they talk to the girls to see what they're going to do, what adjustments they're going to make.
Got to come out on some sort of run here.
Johnson Brock will have the basketball. Inbounding it will be Daly Pelican right in front of our table here at midcourt. 27-18, Johnson Brock trailing. You can hear them getting into it here at the Devaney Center. They've fired up the music. Here's the inbound pass. Johnson Brock with the basketball into Chloe Weiss. Weiss moving from our right to left here now at the top of the circle. Kicks it out into the corner, down deep baseline right side, Brooklyn Behrens. That same pressuring defense. Weiss with a little floater in the paint. Had her own rebound, then got the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles. Johnson Brock will keep the basketball with 7:44 to go here in the third quarter. Down by 9, 27-18. Let's see if the Eagles can get some offense going. To the top of the circle. Weiss for three, left corner. It's off the rim. The rebound fought for. Behrens tries to take it away.
Jump ball.
Finally a whistle. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow will go toward the Blue Jays.
Got a couple of good looks there. There's nothing falling yet.
All right, here come the Blue Jays with the basketball. Bailey Girth. They've held her to 5 points so far in the ballgame. She's been their leading scorer. Durst kicks it around the horn to the top of the key. That's Lubert. Lubert for the driving layup. Has the ball ripped away. I had the ref step in front of me and who got her? I think they're going to get Buckmeyer.
Chloe Weiss.
Chloe Weiss.
So she has three now. And first team foul on the Eagles.
So Chloe Weiss with three personal fouls. Looks like Coach Autumn is going to leave her in the ballgame. Lubert at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. She got it down. Lubert will have a second shot coming here. Looks to the basket. Shot is on the way up. Did it drop? I looked away.
Yeah, it did.
Got it. It went down.
And now Kinley Weiss comes in for Chloe. For the Eagles, Chloe has three fouls.
So the lead is back to 11 now, 29-18. Daly Pelican with the basketball across the timeline. Right side, Kinley Weiss. Kinley, bounce pass. Oh, did a good job feeding it into Buckmeyer. Shot is up. Brooklyn couldn't follow. Boy, she had an open look under there, and that's been the case all morning here. Johnson Rock has had some nice shots get away from him in the lane. From the corner, long three off the rim. Tipped out, grabbed up Lubert. Lubert driving lay-in up and missed the lay-in. Rebound, Ottoman. Bounce pass to Kinley Weiss. Weiss starts down this left sideline past our table. Holds it up. Now Weiss with the basketball has it ripped away from her and stolen. Fast break going the other direction. Krakenmeyer driving layup. Good. Krakenmeyer with 14 points now. And back to a 13-point lead. This equals the biggest lead of the ballgame. 31-18, our score here with 6:24 to go in this third quarter. Johnson Brock's basketball. Daly Pelican off to Kinley Weiss, right side in the corner. Bachmeier being pressured down in the corner, a whistle, and we'll have a foul called on the Blue Jays.
On Kennedy Bomber to her third personal foul. I'll take that back. It's on Addison Luber. It's her second personal.
So Luber's got that one. Johnson Brock's basketball. Kinley Weiss will trigger it in. She'll toss it in on the baseline under her own backboard. Gets it up top to Behrens. Back to Weiss in the corner. Kinley's trapped down there. Has the ball tipped away. Another steal. Pelican is there to try and stop the lay-in. Blocked it again. Pelican, her third block. Follow shot is up off. No good. Rebound Behrens. Daley Pelican's doing a great job down there. She blocked that one right back at the shooter. Pelican with the basketball at the top of the circle. Lady Eagles down by 13, 31-18. They absolutely have to get some offense going. Chloe Weiss is back up off the bench getting ready to check in. Pelican for three. Won't go. The rebound. Buckmeyer reached in to try and tie it up. Held ball is called. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Eagles. Here's Chloe Weiss in now replacing Daley Pelican. So Kinley Weiss will stay in the ballgame. Chloe checks in with her. Chloe will inbound it on the baseline. 5:39 to go here in the third quarter. Chloe Weiss into Kinley Weiss. Kinley with a floater that's short. Oh, she had a nice move to the basket, just couldn't finish on it. And the rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. With the ball, Lubert. Lubert down court to the left side. Under the basket to the right corner it comes. Here's a three on the way that hits the front of the rim. Doesn't go, but the rebound. Follow shot up off. It won't go. Again the rebound, Blue Jays. Now Gerst with the ball to the top of the key. They feed it underneath off the glass. Another missed shot under there. And they come away 0 for 4 under the basket.
We got a foul called.
Going to be on the Eagles, apparently.
It's on Brooklyn Buckmeyer.
Well, everybody was battling for that loose basketball. Buckmeyer's first team foul, number 2. Blue Jays ball under their own basket to toss it in. Ottoman with the steal on the inbound pass gets it to Chloe Weiss. Weiss is going to take it all the way for the layup. Got knocked to the floor, no whistle. Now the ball tipped away and
out of bounds.
I'm going to say the ball went out of bounds?
Yeah, she was on the line down there.
All right, so it'll stay with the Johnson-Brock Eagles. They will inbound it, baseline on the left side, Chloe Weiss to toss it in. 5 minutes even to play here in the third period. Oh, the inbound pass has to be chased down by Ottoman, clear out near midcourt. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Addison Lubert. You know, Dalton, you wonder, this pressuring defense, there's so much contact that is going uncalled.
Yeah.
And there's an example where they finally blew the whistle. I mean, I'm not saying they're getting away with murder, but maybe assault and battery.
Yeah.
With the ball left wing. Buckmeyer at the top of the circle to Kinley Weiss into the corner. Behrens for three. Got it.
Two.
A two. Okay, they'll give her a two on that one. Brooklyn Behrens had her foot on the line in the corner. All right, the lead back down to 11. They trailed by as much as 13. With the basketball is Catherine Jansen. Jansen in the corner to Krakemeyer. Around to Gerst on the right wing. Gerst lobs it inside. Big collision on the baseline.
Offensive foul.
Offensive foul. That's Chloe Weiss got in there and set this time and just got ran over.
That was on. That was on Izzy Krakemeyer. It's her first personal.
Team foul number 3, I believe, of the quarter.
Yep.
All right, Johnson Brock within 11 now. Coming down court to try and get it back to single digits. Still a lot of time left. 4:20 to play here in the third quarter. If those three start dropping, the Eagles could get back in this thing in a hurry. Chloe Weiss in the paint for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound to Ottoman. Follow shot. It won't go. Boy, the shots underneath just will not fall. Most of the time when Taryn Ottoman pulls down that offensive rebound and goes for the putback, she's probably going to get it.
The foul is on Catherine Jensen. It's her first personal foul, fourth team on the Guardian Angels.
Four team fouls now with 4:05 to go.
You
got to
use
quarter.
This. You have half the quarter left, and you're shooting free throws the rest of the way.
Here we go. Chloe Weiss to toss it in. Up top to Pelican. Pelican right elbow at the head of the key. Feeds it inside the paint to Behrens. Chloe Weiss for three. Hit the iron. Bounced off. Didn't go. They'll be shooting on the next foul. Five team fouls with 4 minutes to go here. Now a foul's going to be on Brooklyn Buckmeyer trying to slap at that ball.
That's her second personal foul, third team foul.
Clock shows 3:50 to go in the third period. 11-point lead for the Blue Jays. Chloe Weiss tried to tangle up there with Lubert. Ball is loose in the corner. Coming up with it is Pelican. And now a reach-in foul, I think, is going to go on the Blue Jays.
Yep.
Pelican was down there under the pile with the basketball.
It's on Addison Lubert. That's her third personal.
And again, the Johnson Brock cheering section, the student section, right behind us. Kind enough to remind her she can't do that.
Yeah.
All right. We walk to the other end. Johnson Brock will be at the line. Shooting two shots will be Daly Pelican. Daly has 6 points on a pair of threes. This will be her first attempt at the charity stripe. Chance to get this thing down to single digits. Pelican's free throw is up. It's good. Daly Pelican, the sophomore, the only non-senior in the starting lineup on this basketball team.
Back in for the Blue Jays is Abby Tolene.
Daly Pelican ready for her second free throw. She's got 7 points so far. This one is up. Off, no good. Rebound to Gerst. And now, wait a minute. What do we have here as Gerst comes down with the basketball?
We got a lane violation, I think.
Okay, lane violation, so that means
really
Daly Pelican will have another shot at it here. Daly Pelican, another attempt. Gets to shoot three to make two. Shot is up. Got it that time. Well, that's 1 point, and that could make a difference. It's a little thing.
Yeah.
All right. The lead is back down to single digits to 9. Into fourth quarter quickly. Ritter, who got it?
That was
Bomber.
Bomber, yeah.
Kennedy Bomber. Laid it in. She's got 6 points. 33-22. 11-point lead once again for the Blue Jays. Johnson Brock hanging around, hanging around. They can't get close in closer than six. Now a turnover. A steal by Krakenmeyer. Fast break at the other end. Blocked away again by Daly Pelican. A nice clean block. Going in for the layup was Abigail Tolene, and Pelican swatted that ball away.
She's got 3 blocks on those fast break layups.
Yeah, she's done it 3 times and got away with it. The fourth time they called a foul. Nice clean block. Okay, they'll inbound it on the baseline underneath the Gerst to the top of the key. A three from the right wing is off. No good. The rebound, oh, being knocked out of bounds. Chloe Weiss got clobbered over there. And they're going to say the ball stays with the Blue Jays. Abigail Tolene ran over Chloe Weiss and knocked her into the bench. And the ball stays with the Blue Jays. 3:03 to go now in the third quarter. 33-22. The lead is back to 11, and the Blue Jays have the ball. Guardian Angel to the right elbow. It comes to Krakenmeyer. Krakenmeyer all the way in. Shoots over Ottoman. Got it. Izzy Krakenmeyer now with 16 points in the ballgame for the Blue Jays. Lead is back to 13. Taryn Ottoman got mugged. Ball is stolen away. Krakenmeyer, and again, taking it away is Pelican. Pelican has stopped 4 or 5 layups now. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Blue Jays. Well, if there's one takeaway from this, is that Daly Pelican came to play defense.
Yeah.
She's only a sophomore. Hopefully she'll see this four again before her career ends. Inbounding the ball, Bailey Gerst tosses it to Abby Tolene. Again, they give off to Gerst. Gerst works the left side. Buttmeyer picks her up there, won't let her to the basket. Tolene right wing. Chloe Weiss defending her. Ball stolen away. Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens for the left-handed driving lay-in up. Got it. Brooklyn Behrens with the steal and the lay-in. She's got 6 points. The lead is back down to 11 now at 35-24. Another steal. Chloe Weiss with the steal. Driving lay-in up. Got it. Back-to-back steal by the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles.
That timeout.
And it gets it down to 9.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball, Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln, 35-26. Johnson Brock down by 9. They keep falling behind by as much as 13. They battle back to within 6. Now down by 9. Full court pressure by the Eagles. And timeout's going to be taken to save the possession. A full timeout taken, so we will step aside again for another 30-second break.
Yep, 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Fell behind by 8 early in the ball game. After one quarter, they trailed 16-8. They have since fallen behind by as much as 13 points on 3 occasions. They battled back to within 6 at one point. Now they have it back down to single digits again, down by 9, 35-26. And Dalton, you just got to feel like they're still in this thing very much. If the ball starts falling here for them, they can get into this thing in a hurry. Full court pressure being applied now. The Eagles have got a couple of turnovers off of this, and it's worked for them. They've got a trap going here. 10 seconds. And once again, Johnson Brock gets the ball. They had back-to-back steals before the timeout for layups, so the pressure is working right now for Johnson Brock.
You got to use this momentum. Got to cut this score down quick.
Eagles basketball. Inbound the pass to Chloe Weiss. To the left side, Daly Pelican. Pelican on the left wing. Again, Weiss, top of the key. Ottoman for 3. Off, no good. Rebound, Pelican. Pelican to Ottoman. Ottoman penetrates into the paint. Kicks it to the corner. Brooklyn Barons across court pass. Top of the key, Chloe Weiss goes to the baseline. Right side. Shot is up, Weiss. It's off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Bailey Gerth. Gerth with the outlet pass quickly. Krakemeyer down court on the dribble. This is Lubert. Lubert goes into the paint. Lost the handle. Goes out of bounds. Touch last on the baseline by Krakemeyer. Johnson Brock gets it back. Eagles with yet another opportunity to get it down to 6 or 7. They've still got a minute 23 to go here in this third quarter. Every possession so critical.
Yes.
Chloe Weiss, bounce pass right side. Buckmeyer, oh, her pass looking in for Ottoman. Stolen away. Stolen right back by Weiss. Grabbed up in backcourt by Buckmeyer. Stolen and then stolen back. Now Daly Pelican with the ball with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Buckmeyer takes it in for the little floater, the jump shot. Got it! They gave Buckmeyer an open look, and Brooklyn took advantage of it. We're down to a 7-point ball game. Here come the Eagles. Down court pass, they broke the pressure that time. Gerth in the corner, right side of the basket. Feeds underneath to Dinslaggy. Dinslaggy couldn't get a look at it. 12-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound, Ottoman, falls to the floor. Basketball picked up by Barron. 3 players on the floor in the baseline. Buckmeyer, a little bit slow getting up into forecourt. Comes Barron with the ball, gives it up top to Chloe Weiss. They'll play for the final shot of the quarter. Down by 7, they could get it within 4 or 5 if they could score here at the end.
Yeah, big possession here.
With the ball is Pelican, 14 on the shot clock. There's Buckmeyer, banks a 3, got it! Buckmeyer hit the 3, 5 seconds, they're coming down for the lay-in. Gerth got fouled, did not get it. That might not be a bad foul because he had a short lay-in. Buckmeyer made sure she didn't score.
You got to get back on defense. You just made that 3, and you just let him run out in the front court ahead of you.
Ruby Gravatt's going to check into the lineup. Gravatt checks in, replacing Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer is shaking up here. She's coming over in some pain.
I think she tweaked her back. She's been having some back issues.
So Ruby Gravatt will check in. At the line shooting 2 shots will be Bailey Gerth. Gerth is a freshman. She's got 5 so far. Right now, folks, it's a 4-point ball game. 35-31. Free throw is on the way up and good. So they had closed to within 4 here. Gerth hits the first one. She'll have another free throw coming, but keep in mind, Johnson Brock had gotten back within four. Most likely it'll be six at the end of the period if she hits this one. Free throw is up. It's good. Hit them both. The lead is six. Gertz has 7 points. Long shot at the buzzer. Won't go. And after three quarters, our score 37-31. Johnson Brock trying to battle back. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're ready to move to fourth quarter action. Johnson Brock down by six. Daly Pelican will inbound it. 37-31. Ruby Gravatt on the floor now in place of Brooklyn Buckmeyer, who left with a back injury. Brooklyn's back on the bench. Gravatt feeds it across. Here's a pass stolen away with the steal. Krakenmeyer driving way in, up and good. Krakenmeyer now with 18 points, and she's got most of them on layup.
Yeah.
All right, into forecourt, right side with it is Behrens. Behrens comes up to Chloe Weiss. Weiss getting mugged out here at the top of the key. Weiss has the ball knocked away from her out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. I'm telling you, this has been a physical defense here by the Blue Jays, and the refs are letting them put them on.
I mean, the Blue Jays are just all over.
Johnson Brock girls are going to have a lot of bruises when this one's over. They've really been getting pounded on. Chloe Weiss is going to have to hurry to get it inbounded. Gets it in up to the top to Pelican. Pelican dribbles around the defender. Off to Behrens on the right side. Behrens bounce pass. Goes into Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt beats to Ottoman. Ottoman couldn't get the shot on the baseline. Point blank range wouldn't go.
They call a foul.
Player falls to the floor and they're going to call a foul. Coming down with the basketball was Kennedy Bommert.
Yeah.
And Bommert fell to the floor. I thought maybe we were going to see a travel.
They're calling a foul on Taryn Ottoman. It's her first personal, first team on the Eagles. Brooklyn Buckmeyer's back in for Johnson Brock.
7:18 to go in the ballgame. 39-31, an 8-point lead. The ball is loose on the floor, and traveling is going to be called on Gertz. Johnson Brock will get the ball back. Another opportunity for the Lady Eagles to close it up once again. They got within four there near the end of the third period, and now they are back down by eight. They got to stop giving up these layups down court here. Inbound the pass to the corner to Taryn Ottoman. She's going to put up a three. It won't fall. Gertz has the rebound. Comes down in traffic with the ball. People on the floor. Pelican got the steal, stole it away, and then a foul is going to be called.
No, it's ball is out of bounds.
Okay, out of bounds, they say. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Krakenmeyer must have had a foot out of bounds when she touched the basketball. So, Chloe Weiss will inbound it. 7 minutes to play in the ballgame here in the state tournament in Lincoln. Chloe Weiss lobs it up top. Daly Pelican. Buckmeyer back in the ballgame. Shaking it off, playing through the paint is Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Ottoman goes to the hoop for the shot. Got hammered. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they ain't calling anything right now.
Gertz just pounded Ottoman as she went in for the layup, and no whistle. Johnson Brock's ball. They'll play it in under the basket. Ottoman to toss it in. Up top to Pelican. Pelican. They're all over him. Ottoman for three from the left side. It's off the rim. Rebound. Barron's tried for a follow shot. Ottoman has the ball. Gives it up to Pelican. People rolling around on top of each other. Johnson Brock calls a timeout to preserve the possession. The Eagles will have the ball. 6:39 to go in the ballgame. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Radio Network.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we don't want to stand in judgment on the men in the striped shirts. I'll just say that the last 4 or 5 minutes has been some of the roughest girls basketball that I've seen all season.
It's been rough.
They're letting them play ball there, folks. The clock is down to 6:39 to go in the ball game. Johnson trailing by 8. 39-31 is our score. When play is resumed, Johnson Brock will have the basketball. Coach Jeff Ottoman saved the possession by calling that timeout when Daly Pelican was down on the floor with two or three Blue Jays going after the ball. So, inbounding it, Coley Weiss. You've got Weiss, Behrens, Buckmeyer, Ottoman, and Pelican on the floor. Coley Weiss inbounds it to Daly Pelican. It goes back to Weiss. Weiss kicks it out to the corner. Buckmeyer for three. Off the rim, won't go. Those three-pointers just have not dropped this morning for Johnson Brock. The rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Fast break. Three-on-one fast break. Behrens got into the face there of Lubert. Here's a three from the corner that's off the back iron. Rebound Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer knocked to the floor. Whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Lombard, I think.
Yeah, but that's her fourth personal foul. First team foul against the Blue Jays.
Lombard now with four.
And now we have Catherine Jensen. Jensen will check in for Lombard.
Still 6:15 to go. There's time here for Johnson Brock if they want to advance in this state tournament. The Eagles have a 25-game win streak on the line here after losing their season opener. Brooklyn Behrens on the left wing with the ball. A cross-court skip pass goes to Chloe Weiss. In the paint, Behrens. Behrens can't get to the basket. Out to Ottoman in the corner. Top of the circle again to Pelican. Bounce pass, right side. Chloe Weiss driving layup. No, she'll be fouled on the floor. That'll be a foul on the floor, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball.
Foul's going to be on. It's on Kate Jensen. It's her second personal foul, second team foul on the Blue Jays.
Inbounding the ball, Weiss. She was looking for Buckmeyer.
You'll
this is going to be an over. Maybe.
It was never touched.
Okay, never touched, so you can chase it down.
I've got a foul.
It's got to be a foul, my goodness. Holy Weiss on the floor there.
It's going to be on Catherine Jensen. It's on Izzy Krackmeyer. It's her second personal third team.
This is getting rough.
Oh, man.
39-31, an 8-point deficit. Johnson Brock has the ball with 5:45 to play in the ballgame. Chloe Weiss inside. Behrens tries to go up with a shot. She got mugged in the paint. Now,
the
held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to the Blue Jays. Normally, when you see Brooklyn Behrens take that ball in the lane to the hoop, as she has done all season, and three or four defenders collapse on her like that, probably going to get a foul. Here, you get knocked down.
I guess.
On the dribble, fast break comes Krackemeyer. Ball is loose. Krackemeyer chases back after it. He goes out of bounds.
Okay. The Johnson Brock has had the ball for almost this whole fourth quarter.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, and nothing has came out of it.
Now, they haven't scored yet in this period, and they've had so many opportunities. If the ball starts to drop, they can get in this thing in a hurry. A cross-court pass finds Ottoman. Ottoman's going to take it in, a floater from the lane, up and good. Nice shot by Taryn Ottoman. That's just the 5 points for Taryn. She's averaging 18 a ball game. all the way, fast break, driving layup, won't go. Rebound try for Polishon. Ottoman fighting for the rebound, put back again up, and good. That one by Catherine Jansen. Puts it back once again to an 8-point lead. Johnson Brock was within six there for a moment. Clock is down to 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Daly Pelican needs help. Into the corner to Coy Weiss. Coy, they just need to get the ball inside to Ottoman here. Ball is tipped out away. That's the one thing they have taken away from Johnson Brock is the inside game to Ottoman.
Hasn't really done it much this game. He's got two layups.
Now, Taryn Ottoman has 5 points, one free throw. A cross-court pass comes to Behrens. Finds Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer hands to Behrens once again. Pressuring defense. Pelican. Now Chloe Weiss on the right elbow. She's double-teamed to Ottoman. Around it comes. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good, but the ball is batted around. The rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. A cross-court pass safe from going out of bounds by Dinslaggy. Down court it comes. Now, wait a minute.
We got a timeout.
Timeout? No, they're going to say the timeout. Johnson Brock, 4:19 to go here in the ballgame. 41-33, the Eagles down by 8. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
All right, it's 4 o'clock here at the Devaney Center. Says we have 4 minutes and 19 seconds left to play in this Class C2 first round state tournament game. The Johnson Brock Eagles have been trying to battle from behind all morning. They are down by 8. They trailed by 8 at the end of the first quarter, and they've played even with them ever since. Johnson Brock has fallen behind by as much as 14 points. They got back to within 4 after that deficit. And now with 4:19 to go, they are down by 8.
Anything can happen. You remember when we were at volleyball here in Lincoln and came back and defeated Oakland Craig.
Blue Jays basketball. Gerst travel with it. No, they're going to call a foul on Buckmeyer.
That is her fourth personal, I believe. Yeah, that's her fourth personal and second team.
So it'll be Blue Jays basketball under their own basket with Addison Lubert to inbound the ball. Lubert lobs it up top, almost stolen by Pelican. Comes across to Krakemeyer, across court pass into the corner, trying to drive on the baseline, nothing there. Krakemeyer shot under the bucket, ball is loose, Pelican comes up with it. She suffered a good mugging in the process, but she got the ball. Down court to Chloe Weiss. Weiss in traffic. Left elbow to Ottoman. Ottoman working the left baseline. Gets knocked to the floor. And the ball is grabbed up loose. Krakemeyer, fast break. Gerst, layup. Got it. Well, there's another one. Ottoman knocked to the floor. They stole the ball, and Gerst gets the layup. 10-point lead, 43-33. Time becoming crucial now for Johnson Brock. 3:33 to go in the ballgame, down by 10. Ottoman up top to Daly Pelican. Pelican bounce pass, look for Ottoman. Ball is kicked off the foot of Luber. Time is getting critical now for Johnson Brock. They're down to 3:23 to play, down by 10. It's still doable, but they've got to start getting some offense going here.
Yeah.
Let's see what they come up with. Inbound the ball to Chloe Weiss. Chloe Weiss in the paint to the corner. Buckmeyer for a three. It's off the rim. Rebound. Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens knocked to the floor. Defenders on top of her. Got rid of the ball. Gets it out to Ottoman. Two defenders hanging on Ottoman. Ottoman knocked to the floor. Oh, my goodness. Driving lane double. Up and good. Krakemeyer. Got the lay-in and the basket. Johnson Brock's basketball suddenly. Wait a minute, the basket didn't go?
No, it didn't.
They didn't put it up.
They called a travel.
Okay, they called traveling. The basket did not count. Still a 10-point ball game. Underneath it goes to Behrens. Her shot is up and good. There's a key. You got to score quickly before they knock you down.
Yep.
Laid it in.
Yeah.
8-point ball game. Clock down to 2:45. Here come the Blue Jays. Girth is in the paint. At the top of the circle, a 3-point shot is up and in. Addison Lubert gets the three. And it's an 11-point lead. Down to 2.5 minutes to go. Johnson Brock needs to score and score quickly. Buckmeyer into the corner. There's a three on the way, and good by Chloe Weiss. Chloe Weiss hits the three from down in the corner. She's got 11 in the ballgame. Back to an 8-point lead once again. In the paint, Krakenmeyer. Krakenmeyer comes up with the ball stolen and knocked to the floor of Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer came up with the steal and then got knocked down. I think they're going to probably get Krakenmeyer for this one.
No, it's on.
No?
It's on Addison Lubert. That's her fourth personal, fourth team against the Guardian Eagles. All right, you got a little over 2 minutes left. Eagles need to use these fouls to their advantage here.
Yeah, they do. 2:06 to go, 46-38. The lead is 8 for the Blue Jays. I thought that was her fifth, and she fouled out.
Who's that?
Bomber. Yeah, that's her fifth personal.
They didn't call it on Lubert?
No, Bomber. All right, Johnson Brock's basketball. Still down by 8. A little over 2 minutes to go. In it comes. Chloe Weiss, bounce pass across. Pelican, Ottoman in the corner. This defense is just all over the girls. All kinds of contact. Open look, Buckmeyer for 3. Off the rim, no. Rebound. Ottoman chases it, saves it from going out of bounds. Ottoman into the bench. Now big collision in the corner. And a whistle and a foul is probably going to go on Chloe Weiss.
Yep, that'll be her fourth personal, third team.
Clock is down now to 1:47 to go. Time is running out on this group of seniors here from Johnson Brock. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. A rundown of the scoring. Timeout taken on the floor by the Eagles. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both. Custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as 3 different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you inside the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 1:47 left to play in this first round in state tournament game. The score, 46-38. Johnson Brock down by 8. The girls got down by 8 at the end of the first quarter, 16-8. And they played pretty well even with them all the rest of the ballgame. They trailed by as much as 13 on 3 occasions. Fought their way back to within 4 points near the end of the third quarter. But now with 1:47 to play, they're down by 8. Blue Jays have the basketball. Johnson Brock will run a full court press to try and get the steal. Pelican giving chase here to Lubert. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles.
They'll go on Taryn Ottoman, her second personal, fourth team.
Just the fourth team foul, not yet shooting. Inbounding, Bailey Gerst, the freshman, will inbound the pass. She'll stand right in front of our table at our broadcast point right here. 1:43 to go. The inbound pass comes right back to Gerst. She gets a pick. Behrens has got her trapped. Gerst feeds it underneath. Turn around, layup off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, putback won't go. Ottoman with the rebound. In a hurry, Pelican down court. Chloe Weiss. Weiss passed up the 3. Now gives it off to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer back to Weiss. They need to be shooting the ball there. Time running down to 1:20. A steal, a turnover. Outlet pass to Lubert. Lubert underneath, all alone for the lay-in. Up and good is Bailey Gerst. Gerst in double figures now with 12. Into fourth court, Chloe Weiss. Weiss knocked to the floor. Ball is loose. Another steal, another fast break. Pelican is there to stop it. And we will send to the free throw line Charlie Dinslaggy. Dinslaggy, a junior, has not scored this morning. The clock is down under a minute now, 58 seconds to go. A 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. At the line will be Charlie Denslogy shooting two. Up and good. Again, we invite you to stay tuned this morning for our post-game wrap-up. We want to give you a rundown of all the individual scoring in this state tournament ball game. Charlie Denslogy, second shot is up. It's good also. Now we're going to have a timeout for subs to get into the ball game. Checking in for Johnson Rock, Alexis Falk into the lineup. Also, Hallie Nichols into the game. Falk and Nichols onto the floor. Seniors, Taryn Ottoman, Brooklyn Buckmeyer leaving the game. Their final appearance in a Eagle uniform. Now into the game comes Kinley Weiss. Also, Casey Knippelmeyer into the ball game. Back into the game again comes Ruby Gravatt. Big round of applause from the Johnson Brock fans as the girls leave the floor here for the final time in an Eagle uniform. Into forecourt comes Knippelmeyer on the dribble. Casey Knippelmeyer to Kinley Weiss down in the corner. Right side, deep, it goes to Nichol. Ball stolen away. Now reaching in, Kinley Weiss does a great job. Reached in there and ripped the ball away from Abigail Toline. 47 seconds to go in this one. 50-38, Johnson Brock is going to come up short here in the first round of the state tournament. Inbound the pass, they get it in to Kinley Weiss. Knippelmeyer, Casey Knippelmeyer picks up her dribble. Underneath, oh, she was looking for Ruby Gravatt. Maybe was trying to get it into Alexis Falk. The ball went wide of the mark. Here's Haley Krackemeyer in for the first time. Emerson Baumert in for the first time for the Blue Jays. Has everybody got in off the bench? I think we got a couple of players.
Yeah.
Emily Moling up. She's going to be checking in at the next stopping. Blue Jays basketball right side with it. Emerson Baumert now dribbling inside the paint. Tolling. There's a three from the left wing. Nothing good. Hitting the three is Abby Krackemeyer, a freshman. She'll never forget that one.
Yeah.
Abby Krackemeyer nailed a three for the freshman here in the state tournament. There's a three from the right elbow that's short off the rim. That shot put up by Hallie Nichols. Nichols with a steal. Got the ball back. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Nichols, they won't get a shot. Ruby Gravatt has it. Everybody after the ball. There's a buzzer in the ball game. Your final score. Guardian Angel, Central Catholic, 53. Johnson Brock, 38, in a game that was closer than the final score is going to indicate, a 15-point win for the Blue Jays. 53-38, your final score in this morning's game here at the state tournament. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the post-game wrap-up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines, jchosp.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. The Johnson Brock Eagles come up on the short end this morning, losing to the Guardian Angel Central Catholic Blue Jays. The final score, Blue Jays 53 and the Eagles 38. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Blue Jays, they had two girls in double figures this morning. Izzy Krackemeyer led the way with 18 points. Bailey Gerst, just a freshman, she finished with 11. 9 points this morning for Addison Lubert. Adding six was Kennedy Bomber. 4 points for Katherine Jansen. 2 points for Charlie Dinslaggy. And the freshman, Abby Krackemeyer, dropped in a three-pointer there in the final minute of the ballgame for her 3 points for a total of 53. Free throw shooting, well, it was something else. They hit 11 out of 12 from the free throw line this morning, the Blue Jays. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles, just one player in double figures, Chloe Weiss, ended up with 11. Brooklyn Barons had 8. Daly Pelican with 8. Brooklyn Buckmeyer finished with 6. Taryn Ottoman was held to 5 this morning for their total of 38. Free throw shooting, Johnson-Brock made 6 out of 8 from the line. Score by quarters. The Eagles fell behind 16-8 after one period. They were down 27-18 at halftime. Trailed by just 6, 37-31, after getting that 13-point deficit down to just 4 points late in the third quarter. But then the Blue Jays went on in the fourth quarter and kind of coasted it on out to a 53-38 win here over the Johnson-Brock Eagles. So the Blue Jays advance to tomorrow's game with the win. They improved their record to 22-5. The Johnson-Brock Eagles finished their season at 25-2. And that's nothing to hang your head over. They lost their first one and lost their last one, but they won 25 of them in between in a row. And our congratulations to Jeff Ottoman, Andy Buckmeyer, and all the Johnson-Brock girls on a 25-2 excellent season. We want to acknowledge the seniors who made their final appearance this morning in a Eagle basketball uniform. Brooklyn Barons, along with Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Chloe Weiss, Taryn Ottoman, Helly Nichols, and Alexis Falk. And I'll tell you something, Dalton, those girls have been fun to watch. Some of these kids, I've been watching them play since junior high, and you knew they were destined for great things. And when they look back on their four-year career of high school basketball, they're going to be talking about the glory years of Johnson-Brock girls basketball because they have played very, very well.
Yeah, it's been very good for them. Don't be surprised if that team ends up back here in a couple of years because some of them younger freshmen and their younger sisters of the seniors are very good, too. So.
Well, now they've been here, done that. They've been to the Devaney
Center. They have experience.
Yeah,
so.
They know where they're at. But they come up short, 53-38. We want to remind you, we'll be back on the air again this evening here on Sunny 101.3, right back at the same table. The Sacred Heart Irish will be facing the Coyotes of Anselmo Myrna. That's scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll have a pregame show around 10 till. We'll try and get a pregame interview in with Coach Luke Sando. And again, that's a 6 o'clock tip-off. It'll be right here on Sunny 101.3. So that's about going to wrap it up for this morning's coverage of the state basketball tournament. For Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer, and Dalton Knippelmeyer, seated next to me, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score, the Blue Jays of Guardian Angel Central Catholic 53, the Johnson-Brock Eagles 38. Have a good day, everyone. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.